Well, hello, 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 and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. My name is Carla McNeil, and I just want to thank you very much for joining me here on the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass, where we talk about two different kinds of things. We talk about motivation to keep us going in our business, lots of different tips and techniques and tricks, and we also talk about social media for using in our home-based businesses. That's my latest new addition that I just love with a passion. So welcome to the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. And my name is Carla McNeil. And my direct email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's RETIREWITHCARLA.com. And my direct line is 778-835-4032. For those of you who are too shy, I want you to keep those questions and comments coming in pretty please. You can email your questions to me or you can give me a call on that 778-835-4032. Because as always, I'm looking for people who want to play in a team environment, people who are willing to be coached, mentored, and supported to achieve the life of your success. Tonight, on the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass, I want to talk about change. Why is it so hard? Curious thing about we human beings. Here's a quote. We would rather be ruined than changed. We would rather die in our dread than climb to the top of the moment and let our illusions die. That is a quote from W.H. Auden. Curious thing, we human beings. We'd rather be ruined than changed. Oh. How many of you know someone who decided not to make a change, and their life ended up in ruin or in a big mess? Maybe not necessarily in a ruin, but in a big mess. I know on my five-year journey here to escape slave camp that I have met a lot of people along the journey who have been gung-ho, people I have shown the multi-level marketing plan to who've been so excited. Oh, yeah, we're going to. And they quit. Some of them don't even start. Oh, yeah, Carla, I'll get back to you. And then life takes over, and they'd rather be ruined than changed. I have been in workshops with hundreds of people over the last 4.5 years. Hundreds of people who are all excited. Oh, yeah, Carla, we're going to stick together. We're going to hang in there. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Requires changing together. Well, of those hundreds of people, there's only about half a dozen left. There's not that many. So why is change so hard? How many times have you attempted to change and failed? I was at a meeting last night for all of the meetup organizers here in the Lower Mainland, and I was talking to the organizer of that particular one, and he was telling me that he has quit smoking a dozen times, and yet last night he had to sneak out back for a cigarette. I personally quit 3 times. How often have you attempted to change something and you failed? Well, why is change so hard is something that I've been learning from a man by the name of PJ Eby. And PJ has a website that is called dirtsimple.org. That's dirtsimple.org. Remember, that's not .com, it's .org, O-R-G. And PJ has a multitude of free information on his website that is extremely useful. And so what I want to give you tonight is some of the stuff that I have learned from PJ. Because when you can change, you are going to help others surpass themselves. But you have to change yourself. So the one thing, well, there's five things I've learned from PJ over the past month and a half. And one is you can't always tell yourself what to do. But you can always ask yourself, what can I do? When we attempt to order ourselves around, okay, tomorrow I'm going to the gym, and I'm going to do this and that. There's resistance. That resistance just automatically comes up. When you ask yourself, what can I do? Then what you do is you set your brain to working, to find those things for yourself that you can do. So maybe the right thing for me isn't going to the gym. Maybe telling myself going to the gym is just not the right thing to do. So instead, I ask myself, what can I do to get good exercise for me? And right now, that exercise is walking my dog. I make sure I get out there and I walk the dog, and wherever I possibly can, I take the stairs. For now. I know that will change. I know that needs to change. But for now, those are the habits that I'm developing, that I'm making a choice, because I asked myself, what can I do now? So what is it that you want to change? What can you ask yourself? Am I ready to start my own home-based business? Am I ready to join the McNeil Championship team? What can I do to ensure my future is successful and that the future of my family is successful? Asking yourselves those kinds of empowering questions will get that brain of yours working. It'll get that brain of yours working on what you want. The second thing I've learned from PJ is you don't have to know how before you commit. You actually have to commit in order to find out how. Now, when I made the commitment to join an MLM team, to partner up with my neighbor and move forward, I was making a commitment for my future. I had no idea what it was going to look like. I had a goal, a hope. I could see some of the team members already prosperous and already doing different things. But what that was going to look like for me, I didn't know. But I made the commitment that day to my future. I didn't know what it was going to look like. I didn't know how long it was going to take. But I made that commitment. You don't need to know how before you commit. You have to commit in order to find out how. Very critical. Very critical. And it's been fun. You know, when you're not necessarily committed to how it's all going to happen, you're committed to that end goal. The journey is fun. I have enjoyed meeting those hundreds of people along the way, even if some of them are not still here with me today. I have enjoyed meeting them. I have learned from them. And hopefully they have learned from me. It's been an enjoyable journey. And I know that that enjoyable journey is going to continue because I keep meeting more and more great people. And what about the day when you and I meet? We'll be meeting more and more great people. Number three that I've learned from PJ is the rule of life is you can take all that you want so long as you pay first. So long as you pay first. Things don't come for free. You got to put in the effort. You got to put in the energy. Whether you're paying in time, in sweat equity, in energy, in money, in whatever you believe or whatever you can think of that you use to pay for something. Barter, anything. You can take all that you want so long as you pay first. Really brings me to that movie. How many of you have seen the movie Pay It Forward? I love that movie. You know, it gets me every time. I cry every single time I watch that movie, and I probably watched it a dozen times. You can take all you want so long as you pay first. It really is pretty simple. And, you know, you hear the stories about the people who win the lotto. And I have recently been exposed to some research where people who win the lotto, after a year, are not as happy as someone who's lost a limb. Amazing statistic. Why is that? They didn't pay for it. There wasn't all that effort and energy, expense, time that went into the goal. They just bought a ticket and won the lotto. And those people, in a year from now, win the lottery today, will be worse off than they are today. The rule of life is you can take all that you want so long as you pay first. Another thing, number four, that I've learned from PJ is, would you rather be special because you did things the hard way or successful because you did things the easy way? Most of us are set up in what we learn along the journey, what we learn from our parents, our teachers, our friends, our family. We're set up to do stuff the hard way. PJ teaches about how to do stuff the easy way. And it's amazing, some of the stuff PJ teaches. So I want you to go to that website, dirtsimple.org, and check out what PJ has to offer. Check him out for yourself. Because my commitment to you is to provide quality information. I provide quality information to the team. I provide quality social media information. My commitment is to provide quality information for you. Number five that I've learned from PJ in the last month is, what's inside is important. What's outside is essential. If you want the easy way. And the reason what's outside is essential is because of the tribe mentality that you and I come from. Our ancestors, generations before us, what we were taught is how to survive, the things that we want are how to survive and to reproduce. And that's that whole tribe mentality. So what's outside is essential because as human beings, we're watching out for ourselves. We're watching the rest of the tribe to see what they're doing because way back when, if you didn't conform to what the tribe was doing, you could be ostracized or kicked off the island, as in survivor language of today. And if you were ostracized back then, it was as good as a death sentence. Because for one, you could very rarely get enough food to survive, and you definitely couldn't reproduce if you were alone. So what's outside is essential. So those are the five things that I have learned and I'm learning to incorporate in my life from PJ Eby. And it really has been fun. He has an excellent teaching, well, excellent for me, because I was ready for him. And if you're not ready for him, that's fine. take that website, make it a favorite, things you want to look at later. So a great quote by Dr. Maxwell, all progress is change, and not all change is progress. We can change things and actually take a step backwards. We can change things and go back to the way we were doing things before and take that step backwards. Not good. One of the things I want to give you today are 5 tips to make change a little easier for you. And these tips don't come from PJ. PJ goes at this from a totally different perspective. But we need all the different perspectives. We need to take all the information in and figure out what works best for us and what we need right now. What do you need right now? So 5 tips to make change easier for you. Number 1, you need to be clear about the present. You really need to stop and think. What is it that I'm doing right now? What is it I want to change? You need to be informed. You need to analyze what the heck is going on. Is it really this thing over here that's bugging the daylights out of me? Do I really need to get out of this slave camp job? Do I really want to start a home? You need to be really clear about your present and be informed. And do that analysis. Sit down, figure it out. What is going on? The next tip goes back a little bit to number 1 from PJ, is making change an option. Going back to number 1, you can't always tell yourself what to do, but you can always ask yourself, what can I do? Make change an option. Now, you want to move forward. You want to move into that home-based business. You want to move into that financial freedom for you and your family. But you're asking yourself that quality question. So making the change is an option. You can take this option. You can take that option. When you ask yourself a question instead of telling yourself to do something, options come up. Don't force it. A third tip for making change easier is to make activities more important than the results. Making activities more important than the results, then you lose sight of the big picture. And I'm thinking, that's not sounding quite right. Not making activities more important than results. Because you don't want to lose sight of that big picture. You want to have that in mind. But you don't want to focus only on the results, that's number 4. You want the results to be important, but you don't want the activities to be more important than the results, because sometimes, and I personally have done this, I'm sure you have too, where I get so caught up in the activities of doing the, I've got to do this much on Facebook, I've got to do this much on Twitter, I've got to write an article, I've got to do a blog post. So involved in the activities that I forget to focus on the results. And then there are other times where I get so focused on the results I forget about the activities. So it's striking that happy balance in between. And you'll know, because you'll feel out of sorts. You'll feel things aren't working, things aren't going right. You'll feel when you're either straying one way or the other. Another way to make change easier is to change your reward system for yourself. Now, in the past, a lot of what I used to do was reward myself with food. As a result, I was getting pretty overweight. Changing the reward system to something that you want, but something that is different than your current reward system. Now, when I do something that I want to reward myself for, I reward myself with some time in the sewing room, some extra time in the sewing room. What you can ask yourself is, how do I reinforce this change for me? I know what I want it to look like. I've got my activities. I'm focusing on the results, not exclusively, but I'm focusing on the results. So what do you need to do to move forward? So I ask myself the question, what do I need to do to move forward in my internet business? And bonus number 6, you must walk the talk. You must demonstrate that commitment. You demonstrate that to the people around you. And even in the beginning, if they don't believe you can make the change, and you demonstrate that commitment, soon they'll be coming on board. Soon they'll be supporting you in ways that you had absolutely no idea they were capable of. It's happening to me right now. So without accepting the fact that everything changes, you cannot find your perfect composure. This is a quote from S. Suzuki. Without accepting the fact that everything changes, we cannot find perfect composure. But unfortunately, although it's true, it is difficult for us to accept it because we cannot accept the truth of transience. We suffer. You know what? I don't know why I chose that quote today. I don't totally understand that one. So if you understand that one better than me, send me an email. I like this one other better. Robert Gallagher. Change is inevitable, except from a vending machine. Change is definitely inevitable. Just like the seasons, every year we go through the four seasons. There's no way out of it. We cycle through things in life all the time. Another great quote from John Simon Sr. If you're in a bad situation, don't worry, it'll change. If you're in a good situation, don't worry, it'll change. We all go through change. But there are many ways, I've given you 6 here today, that can help you make that transition more easily. And remember from PJ, you can always tell yourself what to do. Pardon me, you can't always tell yourself what to do, but you can always ask yourself, what can I do? So I'm going to move right in to my offer for you today. My offer is that I've got a webinar coming up, a preview webinar. I'm not exactly sure when it will be, but there'd be a webinar on social media marketing. And it's going to be a preview webinar leading up to a 4-week webinar to teach you how to use social media for your home-based business. What are some of the strategies that you need? What do you need to get started? How to set things up? How to make things work while you're not there? How to make money and still save time? It is going to be a phenomenal webinar. I'm so looking forward to doing this. Now, I've been changing. I've been learning. And I'm ready to deliver to you some really quality education and some techniques. And you won't be able to help but see a change in your own marketing efforts. What I want you to do right now is to go to butterflynetworking.com. That's BUTTERFLYNETWORKING.com. And up there in the top right-hand corner is a box for you to put in your name and your email and start receiving the 30 tips and techniques on how to get yourself started in social media. That'll give you an awesome leg up when you register for the webinar. You'll be a little bit more advanced. You'll be moving your business forward. Your marketing efforts will really start to show. Give yourself the gift right now. Go over to butterflynetworking.com, put in your name and your email, and start receiving those tips right now. And that'll also give you first access to the webinar, the preview webinar, when I set the date for that. And I know it'll definitely be before middle May, definitely before then. So social media is a way to take your business global. You can act local. I act local in my home-based business. I act local. I have a meetup group. I attend different meetup groups. I meet different people in areas that I'm interested in areas that would be beneficial for my business. And I act global on the computer. It is an amazing way to build relationships, to find people who are interested in the same kinds of things that you are. Because there are hundreds of people looking for whatever it is you have to offer. Just think, there are millions of people out there. There's hundreds and thousands of people looking just for you. Social media enables you to find them. So give yourself that gift, because I want you to say yes. I want you to go over to butterflynetworking.com, put in your name and your email, and get started moving that business forward. Make that change. Why is change so hard? Why is change so hard? And along the journey, I'll keep giving you information on how to make change a little easier and a little easier and a little easier. Go to butterflynetworking.com, put in your name and your email, and I look forward to seeing you on the other side. Thank you ever so much for joining me here on the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. Always a pleasure to speak with you both live and on the recording. And I look forward to hearing you on the next Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. Bye-bye.